Air Raid by Wilfred Gibson. Night shatters in mid-heaven. The bark of guns, the roar of planes, the crash of bombs, and all the unshackled sky pandemonium stuns the senses to indifference. When a fall of masonry nearby startles awake, tingling wide-eyed, prick-eared, with bristling hair, each sense within the body crouched aware, like some sore-hunted creature in the brake. Yet side by side we lie in the little room, just touching hands, with eyes and ears that strain keenly, yet dream-bewildered through tense gloom, listening in helpless stupor of insane, drugged, nightmare panic, fantastically wild, to the quiet breathing of our sleeping child. A Dead Boche by Robert Graves. To you who'd read my songs of war, and only hear of blood and fame, I'll say, you've heard it said before, war's hell. And if you doubt the same, today I found in Mamet's wood a certain cure for lust of blood, where, propped against a shattered trunk, in a great mess of things unclean, sat a dead Boche. He scowled and stunk, with clothes and face a sodden green, big-bellied, spectacled, crop-haired, dribbling black blood from nose and beard.
The Grenade by Alfred Lichtenstein. First a bright, brief drum roll, bang, an explosion into the blue day, then a noise like rockets climbing on iron rails, fear and long silence. Then suddenly, in the distant smoke and a fall, a strange, hard, dark echo.
The Poets Are Waiting by Harold Munro. To what god shall we chant our songs of battle? The professional poets are measuring their thoughts for felicitous sonnets. They try them and fit them like honest tailors, cutting materials for fashion plate suits. The unprofessional little singers, most intellectual, merry with gossip, heavy with cunning, whose tedious brains are draped in sultry palls of hair, reclining as usual on armchairs and sofas, and grinning and gossiping, cake at their elbows. They will not write us verses for the times. Their storms are brewed in teacups, and their wars are fought in sneers or little blots of ink. To what god shall we chant our songs of battle? Hefty barbarians, roaring for war, are breaking upon us. Clouds of their cavalry, waves of their infantry, mountains of guns, winged they are coming, plated and mailed, snorting their jargon. Oh, to whom shall a song of battle be chanted? Not to our Lord of the Hosts on his ancient throne, drowsing the ages out in heaven. The celestial choirs are mute. The angels have fled. Word is gone forth abroad that our Lord is dead. To what god shall we chant our songs of battle?